Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, March 18th, 2019, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It really is a wild and dystopic ride. That's no exaggeration. So we'll dive right in. Socialism is frankly authoritarian. That's what the founders of socialism declared, and as I've said, you know, one of the other disturbing realities is that where you find socialists, you know, ardent, sort of dyed-in-the-wool socialists, you find eugenics and eugenicists. And that calls to mind the vaccine issue. It's not even a debate now, according to certain folks, and, you know, the World Health Organization announcing January of 2019 that there are 10 threats which the World Health Organization intends to combat. It's, you know, warfare. It's open war. And number 8 on the list is vaccine hesitancy. And 4 out of the other 9 are vaccine related, as we've discussed on this broadcast. So that's a disturbing development this year. And then, of course, you have all of the platforms, you know, YouTube demonetizing videos, Amazon delisting videos and books, Facebook with its misinformation, and all kinds of other fun things. So The bottom line here, socialism is frankly authoritarian. That's a discussion we've established, I think, particularly and perhaps most notably from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 2, the great utopia. That, you know, there are these folks who talk about a utopian dream, only the trouble is it never seems to emerge. There's always a dystopia that emerges, and Hayek makes that point and that conjecture, but it's really not so much conjecture as it is an observation of history, repeatedly in The Road to Serfdom, when he says, what if the striving for the utopian dream actually produces this dystopic nightmare? What if that happens? And, you know, of course, he's basing that on historical precedents. So we'll talk more about that. And again, the backdrop for me of all of this in our history, if we are paying attention to our own history, is John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles on the American Revolution. And there are folks who genuinely want to look into things, but that's becoming more and more difficult. We'll probably talk about that today. But there is a unilateral perspective that we get. You know, I mentioned that Dave Stetzer is scheduled to be on this Wednesday's broadcast, the to kick off spring officially. This Wednesday, Dave Stetzer of Stetzer Electric should be on that. That should be an interesting broadcast. And so I'm looking forward to that, and it should be very informative. But during our conversation before, you know, in basically setting up that his appearance on Wednesday, we were talking about things that are curiously absent from discussion and the public sphere. And I said, you know, one of those, it's interesting that you will never find a Faraday cage or anything like it in a Verizon store. Anyone who works at Verizon, in fact, I had a conversation with someone over the weekend who has for an extended period of time and sort of understands the issue. Anyone who has worked there and understands the issue laughs when you say that. Of course, Verizon would never have a Faraday cage in a Verizon store, because it's sort of anti-Verizon, anti-business to do that. It's bad for business. It means that they can't you can't keep track of every word and every location, the whereabouts of someone at every moment. Don't turn your phone off. Why would you do that? Put it on airplane mode. What? No. Never mind the fact that we play the clip from time to time. Back in 2008, I believe, of Shepard Smith saying, you know, the FBI can listen in on your phone even when it's turned off. So apparently experts say the only way to prevent that is to take the battery out. That was 2008, and that was Fox News. And speaking of Fox News, Fox did the piece, was that last year or the year before, with the phones, the two phones that they carried around. Neither one of them had a service contract, and one of them didn't even have a SIM card. They carried two phones around. They were on and in both in airplane mode, but they were recording whereabouts, locations, how long time was spent in places. And then when the phones were taken off airplane mode, the technician who was helping conduct the research had plugged the phones into a device that would capture basically anything that was transmitted from the phone. And he showed that even the phone without a SIM card was trying to transmit locative data, very specific information about the whereabouts of the phone, essentially, and its and its holder or user throughout the day, even though there was no SIM card. So where is that data going? Interesting stuff. So the bottom line, getting back to John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, is this. In that letter in which John Adams said, you know, the revolution was in the hearts, the minds and hearts of the people, you know, he poses the question, what do we mean by the American Revolution? What do we mean? Do we mean the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. America has been entirely conned, as you and I know, over the course of about the last century in particular, you know, since the turn of the 20th century, just shortly before, it's been a coordinated effort, and it's growing in its unilateral efforts to silence opposition and, you know, the soft kill through what you might call smart power, these bullying talking points at the sort of veiled end of a gun. These efforts are becoming more and more sort of transparent. The vaccine, the effort to silence any discussion, any meaningful, intelligent discussion over whether vaccines are good or not, is chief among those efforts. In fact, Del Bigtree, the producer of Vaxxed, has said, you know, an Emmy Award-winning producer who decided to do what he's been doing lately. Anyway, he says this is the issue of our age. You know, this is the defining issue. So that's interesting. And I think that it is sort of a key battleground issue. And for those of us who know better, you know, I'm just going to keep saying it's not just, you know, we need not get, I'll say from my perspective, we need not get, I'm not going to get drawn into, you know, the pigeonhole of, well, something, a smaller issue, basically, that vaccines cause autism or do this or do that. I'm going to call it like I see it and call them a bioweapon. You know, the PNAC, Project for a New American Century, in that infamous document, Rebuilding America's Defenses, identified bioweapons as a politically useful tool. Vaccines have been on the list of the military-industrial complex's dirty tricks for a long time. So it's a bioweapon. Do vaccines directly cause autism these days? Well, honestly, probably not. It's probably a coordinated, it's probably a combined effect from glyphosate and maybe electromagnetic radiation, which again we'll discuss fairly in depth on Wednesday with Dave Stetzer. So glyphosate and electromagnetic radiation in particular probably are combining to create a conducive environment for vaccines to cause tremendous harm. And so it takes the collaborative effort of those forces, you know, glyphosate, Roundup, glyphosate-based Roundup, the active ingredient in Roundup, still the most widely used herbicide around the world, even though it's banned in 27 countries. Why isn't it banned here? And electromagnetic radiation, which has been proven since at least the 70s and really since the 50s and maybe before that, who knows, but at least the 70s and the military knew, even though it was classified in the 50s, that this radiation that people are carrying around with them every day, it's harmful to their bodies. You can go on YouTube, still maybe, and find videos of young people showing the places where they kept their phone, like boys keeping phones in their back pocket, or you know, young men doing that, or young ladies keeping them, you know, tucked in their bra, and then having cancer lesions break out in those areas where the phone was kept. So you have a combination of forces that we have to discuss that don't get studied. Anybody that's trying to have an intelligent discussion about this issue, vaccines in particular, cannot get to the information without spending considerable money. There is no place to go to look at the so-called settled science and so-called data, which is actually the real misinformation, because as folks have noted, in fact, Aaron and Melissa Dykes just did a video in the last day, posted a video in the last day, free speech and shutting down the vaccine debate, in which Melissa Dykes mentions, you know, they've tried actually on different occasions to go look at this supposedly settled science, find the information, and do a report on it, but they can't do that because it's prohibitively expensive to essentially rent an article for a short period of time and actually look at the information that is touted. Isn't it fascinating that everywhere you look, you know, there was the Washington Post article, propaganda with Ethan Lindenberger recently. The kid shows up at the U.S. Senate, and like I closed on Thursday's broadcast, interesting. He's an intelligent, articulate-sounding young man. He looks healthy, and he's homeschooled and hasn't had any vaccines until he turns 18, and then he's smart enough to know, you know, that I should do this, even though he's perfectly healthy, very intelligent, very articulate by you know, most standards, most estimations, people look at what he's saying, listen to him, seems very poised, very composed, very intelligent. But why are we not talking about the fact that he's homeschooled and hasn't had any vaccines? And he doesn't sound like a, you know, vapid little, you know, raving rabid. Dare say that he is, before he started vaccinating himself, he had a leg up on his contemporaries. And so it's this combination of forces. And you can't find information just on vaccines studied in a vacuum. I asked Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about when she was on last Wednesday, second hour of last Wednesday's broadcast, about is there a study? We keep asking year after year, you know, we hear certain information on vaccines. Is there a study somewhere of vaccinated children against unvaccinated children? And as she went through the talking points on that, how the establishment essentially says we can't do that because if we did, it would be irresponsible. And, you know, we can't in good conscience tell people not to. Well, that's a complete logical fallacy, because all you have to do is do what Dr. Paul Thomas does and has done, and just observe what parents are doing on their own. And Dr. Paul Thomas has come to some interesting conclusions based on real research of real people making their own choices over a period of years. We'll probably talk about that this week. But, you know, these are the interesting sort of head-scratching paradoxes. Now, the bottom line in all of this, there's the push that is, you know, socialistic in nature. I will call it that. Obviously, there are other forces, and that rolls into a big communitarian stew. But to keep it simple, socialism is authoritarian. The founders of socialism made no bones about that, as Hayek points out in The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 2, in particular, right out of the gates. Socialism is authoritarian. But the point we'll get to is that the American people en masse need to start seeing what's really going on. And it's becoming painfully obvious. I mean, the real sort of establishment agenda, if you will, is coming out into plain view, it seems. And that should tell Americans, every American, something. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Emphasis, the focal point. You know, I've mentioned before in this broadcast, I don't want to duplicate effort per se. I would rather, instead of, you know, recreating the wheel or duplicating effort that someone has done well, I'd rather just point to it and focus on things that I think are important that I don't see getting proper coverage. Not, you know, the kind of awareness being raised in those other areas. One of those is that letter to Hezekiah Niles. John Adams wrote a letter to Hezekiah Niles February 13, 1818. He asked the question, what do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? Do we mean the war? And the subject of timing comes up, the subject of sort of philosophical and ideological underpinnings, all of that. Do we mean the American War? He asked. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. That is a profound observation. It's one of those, you know, when God gives you those, most of us have had, you know, when the Holy Spirit gives you something that is profound, it's what I call a wow and duh moment all at the same time. Simultaneously, you go, wow. And then you go, duh, that's common sense. But it's, you know, obviously that was the case. This was not a spontaneous event. You know, something just didn't happen at Lexington and Concord. Obviously, this was building on something. You know, there were the embers burning beneath the surface. But what really caused this? And John Adams sums it up in that the revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. What does that mean? And he answered, the way he put it, when the colonists saw the crown, essentially, they believed the king and all in authority under him were governing in justice and mercy according to the laws and constitution derived to them from the God of nature and transmitted to them by their ancestors. But when the colonists saw those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 states' congresses, etc. The point here is that the same change ought to occur in America today. The American Revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. 1764, 1765, a shift. The obvious, you know, based on what was happening, you know, again, John Adams pointing to James Otis, the moment that it became obvious, there were these forces, sort of latent forces that were just sort of laying dormant beneath the surface. James Otis points out, and John Adams points to James Otis for, and that was in another, the most notable expose on that is John Adams' series of letters to William Tudor in 1818, as I mentioned before. But John Adams points out that James Otis, defending the Boston merchants against these writs of assistance being used to enforce revenue laws, these things were on the books before 1764, 1765, laying dormant beneath the surface. But then all of a sudden there's this combination of using writs of assistance to enforce revenue laws, and that was a pivotal moment in the colonies, where suddenly it became obvious, yes, they're using writs of assistance as blanket enforcements of abusive and even usurpative tariffs, predominantly as revenue engines, to steal from the colonists. So now we got to do something. It's clear there is, you know, this is a misprision of justice. We got to do something about this. James Otis is one of the, well, as John Adams put it in his June 1 letter to William Tudor, 1818, James Otis was the earliest and principal founder of this, what John Adams called one of the greatest political revolutions ever to have occurred among men. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, March 18th, 2019. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but hopefully in a maybe an effort to buttress what we all know to combat the gaslighting, because again, as I've said particularly recently, efforts to gaslight people are particularly nefarious. They you know, those efforts can really make you question your own sanity at times. You know the truth. It's pretty obvious, you know, I said it last week, how fragile, how delicate these lies are. And you look at the millions, even billions of dollars that are spent, the countless man hours that go into creating this Bernaysian kind of propaganda. And it's all just a house of cards. It's so fragile, so delicate. What do I mean? Well, you know, again, Ethan Lindenberger's congressional testimony should be a Streisand effect inducing event. Unvaccinated homeschooled kid testifies before the U.S. Senate, and they bring him in quickly to talk about the benefit, the safety, and efficacy of vaccines. First of all, what is it? Who is this 18-year-old kid to say that anything is good? You know, where is his mother? How come we don't hear from Joe Wheeler? Well, Bill Bigtree interviewed her. Why can't CBS or CNN or 60 Minutes or the U.S. Senate seem to find her? Oh, she wanted to speak. She just wasn't given the opportunity. That's curious, don't you think? Why don't we ask her? Don't you find it weird when you hear Congress asking an 18-year-old child, where did your mother get her info? Why don't you ask mom? Why are you afraid to ask mom? That should be a Streisand effect inducing moment. Not to mention, as I said earlier, this intelligent, articulate, poised young man is A, homeschooled, and B, unvaccinated. That should be a Streisand effect inducing moment. Wait a second. He's intelligent, he's articulate, and he's homeschooled, and his mom, you know, he didn't get vaccinated. Oh, that's interesting. Gosh, he's before the U.S. Senate, poised, doesn't seem nervous, intelligent, articulate, well-spoken. Got a little bit of a slip with this vaccine issue, but you can imagine what that does. And, I think that young people are being weaponized against themselves in Marxist fashion all over the place when you have little children being brought before Dianne Feinstein, for example. You're really trying to tell me a bunch of 10-year-olds were sitting around and they thought, you know, what we need to do is we need to go confront Dianne Feinstein. Mom, Dad, can you bus us in? And maybe we can call, you know, national media outlets in advance and tell them there's a human interest story in Bernaysian fashion. No one thinks it's odd that 10-year-olds are being paraded before politicians in a political stunt used as props. That to me sounds like child abuse. Call me old fashioned. It's reprehensible, in my opinion. But, you know, these should be Streisand effect inducing moments or incidents for people who have their head screwed on straight. When I say that again, I go right back to John Adams' letter to Hezekiah Niles, and that's really kind of the focal point here because lots of people have done some great work. Another example, while I'm on the subject, of what should be a Streisand effect-inducing moment is, as Del Bigtree talks about, he's done some good stuff. His YouTube channel what is it? The High Wire? I forget. With Del Bigtree, I think is what it's called. You know, everyone's coming under fire. Judge Jeanine Pirro. I've talked about how I'm not necessarily a fan, but I support and defend her right, even though it's, you know, on a paid platform. If you want to listen to that, hey, it's your prerogative. You know, I respect her right to speak her mind in an intelligent and respectful sort of fashion. Again, I have made no bones about the fact that I believe always that free speech is predicated on the essential, the sine qua non, if you will, of virtue, morality, and religion. And I agree with Patrick Henry, 1799, when he wrote that, you know, these are basically the bulwark of our society, virtue, morality, and religion. If we lose those, we are conquered, fallen indeed. But as long as we have those, virtue, morality, and religion, we're okay. We don't need more rules. We don't need more laws on the books. We have so many, you couldn't possibly read all of them in your lifetime. You can't. Millions of pages of, regulatory controls and oversight binding down the citizen, which is the opposite of what Jefferson advocated in his draft of the Kentucky Resolutions in 1798. You know, the Alien and Sedition Acts in view. What was happening? The same forces, you know, are at work now. There's always been an undercurrent, but at times it rears its ugly head more than others. And I would say this is one of those moments. It comes out into plain view. The vaccine issue has brought nefarious forces openly out into view, sort of nakedly exposed, if you will. When you have folks, you know, like, what's his name? The guy, doctor, supposedly Peter Hotez, that Aaron and Melissa Dykes talk about in their latest video, Free Speech and Shutting Down the Vaccine Debate. It's come out into plain view. So you have guys like Peter Hotez writing, vaccines did not cause Rachel's autism. My journey as a vaccine scientist, pediatrician, and autism dad. Oh, how heartwarming. But not really. I mean, to me, it's one of those books and its author. If what I think is true is actually true and what he's doing here, it, you know, someone who would do this has a special place in hell. That's kind of how I would put it. That's the way, you know, it's been put by others, shall we say. But do people know that James Grundvig wrote a book too, Master Manipulator, The Explosive True Story of Fraud, Embezzlement, and Government Betrayal at the CDC? James Grundvig is also an autism dad. He also wrote a book. And The Age of Autism Review reads, unique in the canon of autism literature, a book which examines at length the political culture in which this epidemic has been allowed to happen. And so, again, the little tiny efforts that destroy the monolithic propaganda and social engineering campaign, you know, books like James Grundvig's book, the, Vaxxed, the documentary produced by Del Bigtree and directed by Andrew Wakefield. These little efforts, you know, Andrew Wakefield writes a 1998, article in, what was it, Lancet, I want to say. And people are still talking about it, you know, 20 plus years later. And there's this effort to discredit Andrew Wakefield and basically unperson him in Orwellian fashion and memory hole the information and discussion that arose never mind the fact that along the way, again, as you know, James Grundvig proves in his book, Master Manipulator, and as Andrew Wakefield and Del Bigtree prove in the documentary Vaxxed, and these are just a couple, obviously, of the resources that are available, but that destroy this monolithic effort. And so what do I mean specifically? There's an effort to discredit Andrew Wakefield, but why isn't there a commensurate effort to bring to light the fraud involved? You know, I've talked recently about how CBS has done a series of articles on the corruption in the pharmaceutical industry. And we played the clip from the, what was it, on the 10th, I want to say? Whatever it was, I think it was the week before that. The last episode, the last installment of 60 Minutes expose on, that was last month. Already, time flies. The opioid epidemic, the FDA and Big Pharma are colluding, quite literally. You know, same, you know, you got FDA and Big Pharma in the same room. They have a liaison in the middle of the conversation for plausible deniability, so they can talk to a third party and say that they didn't actually talk. We didn't talk to them. Yeah, you did. You were just doing it through, you're communicating through a third party. That's really, can you imagine who goes to those lengths to be dishonest? Where are the efforts to expose that? 60 Minutes did a piece. Where's the continued effort? Why is that not a concern? Why is that not a concern for Dr. Peter Hotez? Is he not concerned about that? You know, is he not aware of the fact that Merck scientists in around the same time that Andrew Wakefield wrote his article, Merck began a sham testing program to hide the declining efficacy, so-called, of vaccines, MMR in particular. Scientists actually sued Merck over the vaccine efficacy fraud issue. Peter Hotez not aware of that? Oh, wait, he gets funding basically directly from Merck and friends. So, you know, it's back to Mark Twain's cornpone opinions. You show me where a man gets his cornpone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. So, Peter Hotez gets his cornpone, pharmaceutical industrial complex. You know, the power elite, if you will, in C. Wright Mills fashion, from academia and big pharma and, you know, a little bit of government agency stuff, you know, but nonprofit foundations like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Oh, how nice. People need to understand these efforts are not in your best interest, my best interest. There is a cabal that would seek to kill everyone, really in sort of slow kill fashion, whether it's the new projects of, you know, it's not just the projects in the inner cities anymore. Now it's the UBI project en masse, where we can kill off entire people groups in maybe two or three generations, like the projects prove, where you give people free stuff, you have them sitting around, idle hands or the devil's playground, you soften them up, and they basically sort of suicide themselves as a group over time. It's a slow kill effort. Whether it's that or more, you know, open and direct efforts, like the vaccine issue, but again, it's not just vaccines. It is a, to me, it's a coordinated bioweapon. It includes efforts like glyphosate. If you made a product or I made a product that kills people, you probably wouldn't be in business. I wouldn't be in business, I dare say. But vaccine manufacturers are insulated from litigation. And I don't think most people know that even, which everyone should know. So you're telling me a company that makes a product that has on its advertisement, side effects may include death, but they're making vaccines, but those are totally safe. And I'm supposed to believe that, even though these companies get caught in, you know, like GSK trying to bribe policemen who are investigating them, paying out billions of dollars in settlements for fraud, death, permanent injury, those kinds of things. But I'm supposed to believe this stuff is perfectly safe, even though they're generally insulated from prosecution for criminality, and, you know, including permanently injuring and killing people. Why wouldn't I trust that? Why would I be suspicious at all? I don't know. Why would I? Unbelievable. Stick around. Be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Station. beyond the suns that guard this roost, beyond your
welcome back
of flaming truth.
I didn't mean to. I didn't intend to get on a vaccine kick. I actually wanted to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. My brain is going too fast. My mouth is not keeping up. My brain kind of isn't either. Anyway, I actually wanted to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez as a sort of an archetype, you know, Bernaysian construct, Bernaysian fashion. No, it's basically taking the best of Saul Alinsky, you know, community organizer, Marxist, Machiavellian kind of evil, bundling that up in a Bernaysian sort of packaging, marketing, branding construct, and selling that to the people of New York's 14th district. I wonder, you know, I actually asked the question last week, posted a tweet to that effect. You watch Mr. Reagan's, the YouTube channel Mr. Reagan, the exposés on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, those in particular. And so my tweet, which included reference to Ben Shapiro's invitation to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez last August to debate, and then ladies like Candace Owens extending the same invitation. Ben Shapiro said, you know, we'll offer your campaign 10 grand. You know, so you'd think with that and the publicity, it would be a great opportunity to get her the finer points of her platform out into public view and maybe win some converts along the way. Same with a debate on the issues with Candace Owens. And Charlie Kirk over at TPUSA even said, you know, we have some donors that are willing to put up 100 grand to your favorite charity, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I'm not going to say AOC because that's a brand. That's all it is. And the Justice Democrats have bragged, essentially, not just taking credit, but bragged about how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a creation of Justice Democrats. Her brother responded to a casting call, essentially, and suddenly here she is. And AOC is a brand, a construct created by the Justice Democrats. So my tweet, well, I'll finish that thought on the other side of this break, and we'll try to get back to the vaccine thing a little bit, because I agree with Del Bigtree. It's big. Maybe it's the issue of our time. It's definitely a frontline issue. It's a beachhead kind of discussion. So talk more when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN.